For me, I think we've moved on.
We've worked hard in the last couple of days to get ready for Houston.
The thing our guys need is confidence.
You know, he's one of the best safeties ever.
He's a natural leader.
Hopefully we continue to get better and better.
Ray's already corporate, man. He's already just giving the company line.
The way the rules are set up is definitely catered for a pass-friendly offense.
You know, you have to watch it. We've watched it very carefully.
Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Dunning. You know these guys. This is John Eisenberg and Ryan Mink. We're here to preview Sunday's matchup against the Houston Texans. The big storyline throughout the week, and it's been up in the air really all week. Of course, that's Ed Reed. You guys know how that goes with Ed Reed. There's always a little bit of uncertainty with him. So, John, is Ed Reed going to make his debut for the Houston Texans this Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium?
My quick answer, I think yes, he will. I don't think he'll play much, though. I think maybe it's good faith effort. But he hasn't played at all. I think you're going to see him playing 70 plays just right off the bat. I don't think so.
All right, so Ed Reed did talk to Rich Eisen earlier this week on his podcast. So take a listen to what he had to say.
You know, there's nothing that urged me to play this week. You know, I didn't circle this on the calendar. I said it early in the offseason that, you know, with my rehab, I'm not preparing to play, you know, against San Diego or, you know, Tennessee or even the Ravens. You know, it's about being there for the long haul, you know, being part of the team when, you know, it really counts, and that's playoffs and then the Super Bowl.
All right, Ryan, so you hear what Ed Reed says. He says that he has not had this game circled on his calendar. It's just another game for him. Are you buying it?
I am not buying that. I think that Ed Reed certainly is looking forward to playing his former team. It's kind of like, you know, if you buy that, then maybe you buy that the Ravens didn't have it planned to put the Ring of Honor ceremony on the same day that Ed Reed was coming back into town. So, yeah, Ed Reed wants to play against the Ravens just as much as, you know, the Ravens want to trot Ray Lewis out there when he comes back.
Right, so you mentioned Ray Lewis. It's going to be an exciting day for him, an exciting day for really the city of Baltimore and the entire team. He's going to be inducted into the Ring of Honor at halftime of this game. And right now he's going into his new role as an ESPN analyst. He's transitioned from football player to analyst. And let's take a listen to what he had to say about the Ravens this year and the state of the team.
I think they're doing a pretty good job. You know, I mean, sometimes on Sunday it doesn't always show, but I think once the chemistry starts to, you know, actually click in there, I think everything is going to be fine. Just like I've been telling people, you know, on ESPN and everything, I'm like, listen, state of panic, everything is good. It's just a lot of adjustments going on. And then the injury bug hit us. And, yeah, so, you know, it's a lot of things that we're going through right now, and they understand that it's all a part of the process. So I like where we are, but I like the potential of where we can go as well.
All right, John, so here Ray Lewis. He says that the Ravens are going to be fine. What do you think of his new role as an analyst, and what do you think about the way he assesses the team right now?
Well, he's been it's nice to hear him say some positive things. He questioned the leadership last week. I mean, there's been some positive, some negative. Some of the players are having some – I think the players are having a good time with it. Let's put it that way. They kind of chided him a little bit. Haloti Ngata did this week. So I think they are interested to hear what Ray has to say. I think generally, you know, Ray's been pretty positive about the Ravens.
Yeah, the one thing that's been really interesting to me, he still refers to the Ravens as we and us. He hasn't fully separated himself in that sense. All right, so let's go ahead and look forward to this game again. Ryan, one of the big things the Ravens are focused on, of course, is when you look across the opposite side of the ball when Joe Flacco's under center, is J.J. Watt, J.J. Swat on the opposite side of the ball. What do the Ravens need to do to stop this guy?
I think they have to be very physical with him. They have to get their hands on him. Really, where J.J. Watt is most dangerous is when he gets kind of a free release and he can use that swim move. Got a really nasty swim move. He can get penetration that way. And if you don't get your hands on him, then he's got really that leaping ability that enabled him to get his hands on 16 passes last year. I mean, Joe Flacco saw it himself. 2 pass deflections, one of which led to an interception. So you have to get your hands on him. You have to be physical with him, engage him, and make sure you're pushing him around so he can't jump.
All right, so the other big storyline is on offense, who's going to be the running back? We haven't even talked about this. It's kind of amazing that it's gotten this far. We haven't even mentioned Ray Rice, and he's up in the air right now. The Ravens say throughout this entire week that he's day-to-day, probably going to come down to a game-time decision. So let's take a listen to what Joe Flacco has to say about how much it'll affect the offense if Ray Rice is not out there.
Well, the biggest thing is that we don't have a lot of running backs right now. We don't have a lot of experience at that position. And, you know, obviously, you know, Ray runs the ball well, you know, but we'll have guys that run the ball well. The biggest thing, you know, missing when you lose a guy like that is he's a veteran running back. He can ID fronts. He knows who he's picking up in blitz and the protection. But we seem to be dealing with a little bit of injuries this year, and it's just going to be something we have to adapt to and, you know, win some games while we have guys, you know, filling in at positions.
All right, John, so you hear what Joe Flacco says about how Ray Rice's potential absence could affect things. What do you think? What kind of impact will this have on the offense?
I think it will have an impact. The good news for the Ravens is that Bernard Pierce is there, so you have a number one caliber running back to replace Ray and make plays, make a lot of plays possibly. Bernard's a great young player. But I think lacking that depth, I think that hurts. I mean, one of the best things the Ravens have going for them is having two running backs, you know, really star caliber. So you're down to one, it's a big load. And you're missing Ray Rice. You know, he's the best playmaker on this team for many years, so it's a loss.
All right, so John mentioned Bernard Pierce. Ryan, do you think that Bernard Pierce is fully capable of being the guy if needed?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I think that Bernard Pierce, even towards the end of last year, we saw that he could really kind of take a game on his back. I mean, the Super Bowl, in a lot of ways, he really fell on Bernard Pierce's back. So I think that he's a stud running back. I think that he's a guy who can easily take 20 carries, 25 carries in a game. He almost gets stronger as the game goes on. I mean, he's a power one cut back. Yeah, I think he can handle the load.
He definitely got stronger last week against the Browns. Really kind of came on in the second half of that game and turned up the clock, you know, to allow the Ravens to get the win. So, all right, John, let's look ahead to Sunday. Give me what some of your thoughts, your prediction on what you think are some of the things that are going to happen.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be a closer game than last year, that's for sure. 30-point blowout for Houston. I think the game in Baltimore, home field advantage, great for the Ravens. I think the crowd will be really amped up with all the emotion with Ray and Ed and everything. So I look for a close competitive game. I think it's really important. I mean, the onus is really on the defense this week. It's a tough assignment. And, it'll be a real telling thing to see whether the defense is ready to stop both the running game and the passing game. I think the good news for the Ravens is the running defense, the rush defense is where this defense is really upgraded. And I think that they have a shot to slow Houston down and force them to pass to win this game.
All right, so you heard it here first. John Eisenberg thinks it's going to be a close competitive game, and it's going to come down to the defense and their ability to stop the run. So, exciting day coming up on Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. You know where to keep it for all the coverage of the game. That's right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.